It's 5 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Well, it's quite interesting. Our next listeners, our next interview is around an area that is very close to me, and I want to find out a lot more about this. And we're going to have by phone Jetta Denning, a nutritionist and a PhD candidate from Deakin University. And on behalf of Darren and myself, Jetta, good morning.
Good morning, Darren and Jim. Thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to come on Spotlight today to talk to you.
Well, I'm going to be a candidate for your study because I'm a diabetic.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So that's fantastic.
So you've got one already with regards to doing this type 2, and we can talk about that a little bit later and so on. But, you know, when we talk about diabetes, can I just ask you to briefly explain what do we mean by diabetes and the difference between 1 and 2?
So type 1 diabetes is a condition where the pancreas can no longer produce insulin, so people have to have insulin injections in order to be able to manage their blood glucose. And type 2 diabetes is also a condition of high blood glucose, where the pancreas is either not producing enough insulin or when the insulin that is being produced is not working effectively. So that's the difference. But people with type 2 diabetes don't necessarily have to take insulin injections. It can often be managed through things like some oral medication or things like diet and activity.
And that's what I wanted, you know, to be the theme of our time together this afternoon, because when you look at the stats, they're huge with regards to type 2 diabetes. Are you able to share with our listeners what that kind of looks like, just in general terms?
Yeah, so Australia-wide, the latest statistics from the National Diabetes Service Scheme show there are about 1.25 million people with type 2 diabetes, and that's known cases that are registered with that service. So we also think there's likely probably another 500,000 people who either aren't registered or who may be undiagnosed as well.
And they say that, if I can just say from my broad readings, that that can be very prevalent in certain cultures where they may go undetected with regards to type 2 diabetes in particular?
Yeah, look, type 2 diabetes, it's got very unrecognisable symptoms, I guess, because you can't feel high blood glucose unless it were to be extremely high, where to the point where you might have to be hospitalised. But in general, people can't feel high blood glucose. So the most common symptoms are things like increased hunger, thirst, or urination, and they could be things that just get overlooked very easily.
Well, let's look more so with regards to your study, because I'm very excited, and Darren is too. We're talking about that. You're a PhD candidate, and congratulations on taking that journey. That's an amazing testament to your academic development and, you know, what you'd like to achieve. You're doing a study called T2 Diet. Tell us a little bit about that, please, Jetta.
Yeah, so the T2 Diet study is a 16-week evidence-based online program, and it's designed to help people over 40 to update their eating plan and improve their blood sugar levels and their health. So we know that diet can be a really major factor in managing blood glucose levels more effectively. But we also know that across Australia, people may not be getting the dietary support and help that they need. So we need to look at, you know, new technologies and things that can help bridge that gap, and so we can reach more people to get that support.
So you're looking for people over 40 for your study, and you're looking at people who can commit to 16 weeks and journalise them, if that's what you're suggesting, their activities and eating habits?
Yeah, this is a study, right? So we do get people to do a few things for us so we can make our assessments of the program. And there's a few questionnaires at the beginning and end of the study, along with a blood sample test that they can do at home. So that's the convenient thing. It's all web-based or home-based, so no matter where people are, they can get involved.
Well, as I said,
and you're right, 16 weeks is the commitment. So we're looking for people who want to commit to, you know, taking the program from the beginning to the end.
Well, I'll be one of your candidates, Jetta. I'll be delighted to do that. How many other people are we looking at?
We're looking for 100 people to enrol in the study. So that once we reach that number, we'll be closing it off. So I do encourage anyone who thinks they might be eligible to go to the website, which will share that information shortly, to see more information about the study, because once we reach that number, we will be closing off the enrolment.
Jetta, it's Darren here. I'm just intrigued. Do you want just people with type 2 diabetes that are known or have risk factors, or people unknown? So I don't know if I do have, but I'm over 40. Who are you specifically looking for as far as your targeted 100 people?
Yeah, we do need people to have diagnosed type 2 diabetes. So the criteria are over 40 years and with non-insulin dependent type 2 diabetes. So at the moment for this study, we're not taking type 2 diabetes people who may be taking insulin. And they will need a recent HbA1c test result from their doctor. So from the past 6 months, so they can let us know what that result was.
So is that something that people with type 2 diabetes know? It's kind of like a number, or it's a more comprehensive report?
Yeah, that's right. People with type 2 diabetes will know. It's usually a percentage number, so it's a blood test that their doctor will order. And if they don't know, sometimes the doctors don't tell them what the result is, but you can always ring up and find out as well.
It's 12 minutes past 11. You're on Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And on the line from Melbourne, we have Jetta Denning talking all about the T2 diet study and type 2 diabetes. We're going to go to a break now and we'll be back shortly.
Alive 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 17 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And we're talking over the line from Melbourne with Jetta Denning about type 2 diabetes and specifically her PhD candidature, which is type 2 diabetes study, the T2 diet. And Jetta, just before the break, we were talking all about the type of people that you want to have there, and it's a 16-week sort of eating plan, and that those you want to have, you know, maybe if you could just repeat that again for us so our listeners who have just jumped in know what your study is all about.
Yeah, so most importantly, the T2 Diet Study is a web-based program, so it's an online program, which means it's convenient for people. And it's designed for people over 40 with non-insulin-dependent type 2 diabetes to update their eating plan and improve their blood sugar and health.
So what can people expect to get out of the study if they get involved? So you're getting some data about them. What can they get from being part of it?
Well, this is a new study, so this program isn't available anywhere else at the moment. So the people who enrol will be the first people to ever take this new program. Obviously, that's also beneficial for us because we get to look at the effectiveness and evaluate the program. But one thing we hope, of course, is that the people involved get enjoyment out of their involvement and also experience those therapeutic benefits of being involved too, like lowering their blood sugar and improvements in their health.
And if someone would like to know how this works with their current medication. So we hear that often those with type 2 diabetes, where they may not be exhibiting symptoms, but they have those numbers that say they need some oral medication or some other sort of intervention. How does that work with that? And do they need to work with their specialist or their physician while they're on your study?
Yeah, look, it's okay for people to enrol if they're taking any type of anti-diabetes oral medication, you know, things that are common like metformin. That's perfectly fine. And we just ask them to continue working with their doctors as usual.
Now, a lot of people don't really jump right into anything that's maybe a bit different, and some people may be listening and thinking, well, that's a bit different. Not quite sure if it's for me. Where can people learn more about the study and kind of convince themselves that they should be getting involved to help out your research, but also their own health?
Yeah, that's right. It is an unusual thing, I guess, to get involved in a study. Perhaps many people haven't been involved, but people can feel rest assured that the procedures of the study have all been ethically approved by Deakin University. And look, if they want to get involved, they can go to t2study.com.au and they'll find a video with a brief overview of what the study involves and the full criteria for joining, which is all outlined very clearly. So then they can make an informed choice about whether they want to get involved or not.
Well, it's quite interesting because you pick some really important criteria, such as people over 40 and to look at type 2 diabetes. Clearly, you're trying to investigate an age bracket or an age group of people with potentially type 2 diabetes, Jetta?
Yeah, well, we know that people over 40 are the most affected demographic across Australia. But there is a small percentage of people under 40 who can also have type 2 diabetes. But in comparison, it's really not that much. So that's why we've selected that age group too.
Sorry, Darren.
I was just thinking a question that's just come to mind, Jetta. When you were developing this study, did it just come out of the blue? Is it just a few of you in the offices there at Deakin? Or was there community consultation that took place to help put this study together?
Yeah, I'm really fortunate in the sense that I have been working online for many years, which meant we could use lots of resources I'd already developed to enable this study to happen. But then last year during COVID, we did conduct a series of online discussion groups with people across Australia who had type 2 diabetes. And they provided valuable feedback and input, which was used to develop the online program to what it is now. So it's really exciting, as you mentioned earlier, Jim. It takes a lot to get to these points in your PhD project. There's a lot of research and development that's gone into it. And it's exciting to be where we are now, where we're enrolling people to the program.
Well, I think it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, particularly at the research and doctoral level, you're adding to the body of knowledge. And, you know, one of the things that they say, and this is a non-medical person talking, obesity is on the rise. And then ancillary types of diseases and associated types of medical conditions are increasing, blood pressure, sugar levels, all of those things, sedentary life. And we kind of know it, but we still keep falling victim to these, you know, these behaviours, and it takes its toll.
Yeah, you're right. There is, you know, growing problems, and we need more programs like this to support people. And there hasn't been a lot of web-based research done in Australia, so this is new and important research that we are doing. And we hope that, you know, we can go on to support more people with type 2 diabetes across Australia and, like you said, contribute to that body of knowledge which could also inform, you know, development of interventions in other areas of health as well.
Thank you, Jetta, for putting this study together. Is this all-encompassing for your PhD, or do you have some other projects that you're working on during your PhD there at Deakin?
Yeah, it's the main project done in those three different components. So we had the discussion groups with people, that community engagement initially, and then development of the intervention. And now the randomised control trial, which is the enrolling people now, 100 people across Australia, to participate in the program. And then afterwards, we will be also looking at different things like engagement factors and interviewing the participants about their experience during the intervention as well. So we hope to get more insights about how what they thought of the program and how it could be improved or in future.
So how long is this going to take? So 16 weeks for the people enrolled, and then no doubt there'll be a lot of time for you to look at the review of that, take interviews and the like. And in a way I'm saying, when can you come back on a spotlight and tell us all about the results? Maybe when you finish your PhD, we'd love to have you back.
Yeah, I'd certainly look forward to coming to share the results, but I'd say it'd probably be sometime next year. There is a lot of work to do yet, so I will be sure to let you know, though. I'd love to share the results once we get them.
Well, good luck with the study, and we'll look forward to seeing what comes out of it. And just to remind our listeners again, someone who may have just started listening now, how do people get involved with the study if they wish to be one of those 100 study participants?
Yeah, if people want to get involved, please go to t2study.com.au. That's the number 2 as in type 2. So t2study.com.au, where you can find all the information. And look, I'd also encourage the listeners, if they don't have type 2 diabetes themselves, they may know somebody who does. It may be a colleague, a friend, a family member. Lots of people do. So please pass on those details, t2study.com.au. And get involved in the study. I'd really appreciate if you do.
It's been an absolute delight, Jetta, to have you on the line today, talking to us about a very complex but a very growing problem, potentially for people, particularly over 40, in the whole area of type 2 diabetes. Please, we encourage our listeners to get involved with the study and help Jetta with her studies, but in particular, help ourselves understand the world in which we live. Thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and myself this morning, Jetta.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share more about my research. Thank you.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
Alive 90.5.